I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. The Republican-controlled State Assembly did an about-face Thursday. It chose not to take up a resolution that would have ended Democratic Governor Tony Evers' most recent COVID emergency declaration and statewide mask order. The state Senate voted to scuttle the mask requirement earlier this week. But hours before the Assembly was scheduled to take up the measure on Thursday, a memo from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau reminded lawmakers that the state could lose federal money if it abolished the latest emergency order. The COVID-19 bill that Congress passed last year only gives federal money to states with emergency orders in place. Democratic Representative Gordon Hintz of Oshkosh says he's thankful that action has been put on hold for now.
I'm sure that health officials and citizens throughout the state are also relieved. And for those of you that push back and raise concerns, I'm grateful and hope that the additional time will allow cooler heads to prevail and public health to also prevail.
But Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the issue isn't dead in the water. He says the Assembly is simply hitting the pause button and could revisit the issue next week, provided there's a way to end the emergency order without losing federal dollars. In other business, the Assembly passed a couple of bills Thursday designed to speed up the COVID-19 vaccination process in Wisconsin. One measure would allow pharmacy students and technicians to administer the vaccine. Another calls for everyone over age 60 to be eligible for immediate vaccination, with the general public eligible by mid-March. That's despite the fact that the supply isn't expected to accommodate everyone by then. Right now, people over age 65 are eligible for the vaccine. Speaker Robin Voss called Wisconsin's vaccine rollout thus far a national embarrassment.
If you are in most other states, New York, California, Texas, Florida, you have an idea where you can get your vaccine. You have an idea when you can get your vaccine, and you have a basic understanding of what the plan for the state of Wisconsin, the state is. Here we are in Wisconsin, where if you ask the average citizen, they have no idea what our plan is, they have no idea when they can get a vaccine, and they have no idea besides calling their local hospital frantically how they can get access to the vaccine.
Democrats in the Assembly voted against the Republican bills, including Representative Lisa Subic of Madison. She says Wisconsin is receiving only 70,000 doses of vaccine per week, which she calls a drop in the bucket. Subic says it would be impossible to meet the ambitious timetable that Republicans have laid out.
We cannot get shots into people's arms any faster unless we have the shots to put in their arms. This bill doesn't solve the problem that we have. I am incredibly hopeful now with the new Biden administration that we will start to see more supply coming into the state.
The bills move on to the Senate, where they face an uncertain future as Democratic Governor Tony Evers is likely to veto them. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.